The original DeepSeek is rather too large to run on home hardware, but the Ollama repository offers an interesting alternative based on tuned, i.e., trained on the results of the larger model, Llama and Qwen models. These appear under the names DeepSeek R1/1.5B/7B/32B, depending on the number of parameters. Here I am just going to try and run them and see how they handle a few different tasks. The hardware requirements won't be high. I'm running the whole thing on a laptop with an Intel Core i7-6700HQ CPU at 2.60 GHz, 64 GB RAM, GeForce GTX 1060. On the software side, the Docker virtualized environment and the Ollama web interface will be useful for this. First, install the web UI. You can follow our tutorial. ChatGPT locally, AI LLM assistance to run on your computer, download and install. The web UI interface has changed slightly since I wrote that topic, but it still works analogously. At one time, I described downloading models in GGUF format, but that won't be needed here. DeepSeek models are already available in the Ollama library. The full DeepSeek here has 671 trillion weights and is in Q4 format, so each weight is 4 bits. You would need about 400 gigabytes of RAM to run it. Fortunately for us, suitably slimmed down models have been prepared, based on Llama and Qwen, with 1.5B, 7B, 8B, 14B, 32B, and 70B parameters, respectively. These can be downloaded in the web UI itself by appropriately entering the name of the respective model, number of parameters after the colon, and clicking download. In this way, I downloaded the models up to the 32B version. First test. The web UI discussed earlier offers an interface similar to the famous ChatGPT. Here we have a history of conversations, the possibility to attach a picture, if the model supports it, and also the possibility to select the model with which we talk. Additionally, it is worth mentioning here that the presented DeepSeek works in a slightly less typical way, following the recent models from OpenAI. This model first thinks, and its thoughts are stored in a block marked with the tag, think. Okay, so we type the prompt, query. For example, I have 5V power supply. I want to power LED with voltage drop 2V. Calculate required resistor for 10 milliamps current. After a while, the answer starts to form before our eyes. In the case of the 14B, it is even quite fast. You can see the think tag mentioned here. These are the thoughts of the model. You can also see that DeepSeek knows how to produce nice formulas and calculations, which moreover in this case are probably correct. That's right. 300 ohms is that resistance. Online calculators also confirm it. So there is something there that this DeepSeek can do. Resistor code. Electroda has its resistor code calculator. But will AI replace it? Here is a sample prompt. Decode 4-band resistor code. Green, blue, red, gold. AI response. Okay. So I need to figure out the 4-band resistor code for the colors green, blue, red, and gold. I'm a bit new to electronics, but I remember that resistors have color bands that indicate their resistance value and sometimes other information like tolerance or wattage. Since it's a 4-band resistor, I think the first two bands represent the significant digits, the third is the multiplier, like power of 10, and the fourth might be the tolerance. Let me break it down step by step. First, each color corresponds to a number. From what I recall, black 0, brown 1, red 2, orange 3, yellow 4, green 5, blue 6, violet 7, gray 8, white 9. So applying that, the first band, which should be the first digit. Looking at my list, green corresponds to 5. Second band is blue, so that's the second digit. Blue is 6. Third band is red, which I know is the multiplier. Red stands for 10 to the second, so that's 100, or 1, followed by two zeros, making it 100. Fourth band is gold, and from what I remember, gold typically indicates a tolerance level. Gold usually means 5%, while silver might mean 10%. So the tolerance here should be 5%. Putting it all together, the first price,